Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. An initiative has been rolled out targeting violent crime, particularly in the St. Louis region. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt tells Missouri Net his office is partnering with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District and other law enforcement agencies to ensure that violent crime is fully prosecuted.
It's my job as Attorney General is to make people feel safe and to protect my fellow citizens. And so I thought it was important within the first month of office to signal how important this is to us and to our office.
Schmidt says the Safer Streets Initiative could result in 3 to 5 of his prosecutors taking on 100 to 150 violent crime cases. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for most of the Ozarks from midnight to 6 a.m. tomorrow. Another one has been issued for mid to northern Missouri beginning at 6 p.m. and lasting until 6 a.m. Wednesday. A Kansas City area hospital is under investigation after an 83-year-old woman died from internal bleeding caused by a colonoscopy the day before. The Kansas City Star reports that the CEO of Cass Regional Medical Center in Harrisonville says the hospital is complying with federal guidelines and is using a correction plan. A funeral home in mid-Missouri's Boonville is expecting 800 to 1,000 people for tomorrow's funeral for a bull rider who died during a rodeo competition last week in Denver. Brian Howsworth reports.
Chris Howard of the Howard Funeral Home in Boonville tells Missouri Net visitation for 25-year-old Mason Lowe is this evening from 5 to 8 at the Open Bible Praise Center in Boonville. The funeral is tomorrow morning at 11 at Open Bible. Howard says many professional bull riders, PBR officials, will be attending the funeral.
And the Kansas City Chiefs football team has reportedly fired defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. KMBC-TV in Kansas City is sharing video evidence allegedly showing a green laser pointed at New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. According to KMBC, the NFL is investigating. A Missouri-based solar energy company is transitioning to exclusive use of American-made panels to avoid President Trump's tariff on imports. Caleb Arthur owns Sun Solar in Springfield. He thinks the American-made product could contribute to more Missourians using solar panels.
We like to see manufacturing come back. We like to see job creation. And so this is going to be a big selling point.
Arthur says using American-made solar panels means his company won't have to raise prices to compensate for the 30% tax brought on by tariffs. And the Truman VA Hospital in Columbia has been awarded the Veterans Health Administration's Award for Best Places to Work. This is Missouri Net.